Night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. T-U-M-S. Tums, famous quick relief for acid indigestion, presents A Date with Judy, starring Louise Erickson as Judy and John Brown as Father.
Hello.
Hello, Judy. This is Oogie.
Oh, Oogie, I've got the most exciting news for you.
What? What?
There's only 47 days, 6 hours, and 13 seconds until school's out.
That's Judy, folks. Judy Foster, the lovable teenage girl who is close to all our hearts. Your date with her each Tuesday is arranged by the makers of Tums, famous quick relief for acid indigestion. You don't have to travel very far to find out that Tums are fast relief for acid indigestion and heartburn. So whether you travel by car, by plane, by bus, or by train, buy Tums first. And when strange food and irregular hours bring on acid upset, just slip one or two tasty Tums in your mouth, the same as you would candy mints. Almost instantly, Tums neutralize the annoying excess acid, let you travel in comfort. You never know when or where acid indigestion may hit you. So night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. Still only 10 cents a roll, 3-roll package a quarter, all drugstores. Say you want Tums. T-U-M-S. Tums for the tummy. And now to the Fosters. It's morning. A lovely spring morning to make you dance instead of walk, sing instead of talk. And each of the Fosters greets this morning according to his own special character. Mother, preparing breakfast in the kitchen.
Now I put the eggs in the water. The eggs go in. Plop, plop, plop. 2 minutes for Melvin. Randolph likes some tree. And 4 minutes for Judy. And 5 is right for me.
Randolph doing setting up exercises for the first time in 11 months.
1, 2, 3, 4, out. 2, 3, 4, in. 2, 3, 4, out. 2, 3, 4, in. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Judy doing her hair in front of her dressing table mirror.
Judy.
You're so lovely. Your hair is sun gold. Your eyes glint a pool of sheer blue. Ah, on a morning like this, you are prettier than Tootsie Whiteman, almost.
And Father coming down to breakfast.
Darn it, somebody left the hall light on all night. Dora, I would like to know who...
Good morning, Melvin, dear.
Good morning. Who left the...
Isn't it a lovely morning?
Yes, yes, it's lovely. Dora, I would like to know who...
Melvin.
Left... What?
Didn't you forget something?
Forget? Aye. Handkerchief? Wallet?
Oh, none of those things.
Well, then... Dora, why are you standing there with your lips stuck out like a duck?
Oh, Melvin.
Huh? Oh, sorry. Now, look, Dora, I would like to know. I would like to know why the whole light was...
Good morning, Mother.
Good morning, son.
And a cheery good morning to you, sire.
Morning, morning. Look, Randolph, I worked very hard for my money.
Sure, Father. Just stick with it another 10 or 20 years, and then I'll take over.
Now, just a minute.
Isn't this morning sensation, Mother?
Absolutely sensation.
When you two finally finish discussing the weather, there's something I would like to say.
Shoot, Father.
Thank you. When I came down this morning, I found the whole light...
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, dear everybody. Good morning to you. Good morning, my lovely mother.
Good morning, dear.
Good morning, my lovely brother.
Well, that's the first time I've been called anything but gorgeous. Good morning to you, my glamorous sister.
Thank you, gorgeous. And now, my lovely, charming, and distinguished pater, a lovely good morning to you.
Morning.
And what makes my lovely father so unusually cheerful this morning?
Oh, haven't you heard? He found the hall light.
Oh, really? Congratulations, my lovely father. I didn't even know it was missing.
If you can all just restrain your lovely exuberance for a moment, I would like to ask, just who it was. Don't!
Methinks me hears the sound of yon doorbell.
Methinks so, too. Enter, you lovely, whoever you are.
Hi, everybody.
Oogie. It's lovely Oogie.
Huh?
Let's all kiss the lovely Oogie good morning.
Oh, now, just a minute. I don't think the morning's that lovely.
Hey, what's going
on? Mother, you first.
Delighted.
Hey, what?
My turn.
Hey, what a morning. I love life and I want to live. Give me some men who are... No, give me some women who are stout-hearted women. No, they're too fat for me. I don't understand something.
What, Oogie?
I don't understand why I feel so good today. So sort of youthful.
Oogie, don't you know?
No.
It's spring.
Better walk a little faster, Judy, or we'll be late for school.
You want to know something, Oogie dear?
Uh-huh.
I'm crazy about you.
You are? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm crazy about you, too, Judy.
You want to know something else?
Sure.
See that man over there?
Yeah?
I'm crazy about him, too.
What? Who is he?
I don't know. I'm crazy about everyone today.
Oh, look at me. I'm not even jealous.
Oogie.
What, Judy?
Wouldn't it be nice in the park today?
Yeah.
And think, just think, what it'd be like on the lake.
Yeah.
We could rent one of Anderson's canoes. Wouldn't it be dreamy?
Yeah.
Oogie.
No, Judy. No, don't even suggest it. Perish the thought.
Oogie.
No, we couldn't. Well, I've never played hooky before in my entire life. Why, my father would have a fit, and my teacher. Ooh, I shudder to think what he'd say. Oh, no, Judy, it's out. I'm adamant. Absolutely adamant. Yeah, let's go.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Father.
Did you have a hard day, dear?
Everything went wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry,
my
dear.
Secretary mooning around the office. People late for appointments, if they showed up at all. What gets into people just because it happens to be a nice spring day?
Well,
Father, dear.
What is it, Judy?
Would you mind signing this?
All right, honey, let me have it.
Here's the pen.
I tell you, what am I signing?
Oh, just a note.
Yeah, but what does
it's
it...
It's just a note, Father, dear.
Let me see. Please excuse my daughter Judy for being absent yesterday. She had a touch of fever and we... Were you absent from school today?
Well, sort of.
Sort of? How can you be sort of absent?
She was there in spirit.
Now, you stay out of it. Well, Judy?
Well, Oogie and I, it was such a beautiful day, and we...
Played hooky, huh, Judy?
I guess you might call it that.
And now you want me to lie and say you had a touch of fever, huh?
Oh, it's not a lie, Father.
You mean you did have a touch of fever?
Uh-huh. Spring fever.
Young lady, what do you suppose would happen if I did what you did today? What if I should suddenly decide it's too nice a day to work?
Well...
What if I were as irresponsible about my job as you were about yours? Who do you think would pay for your clothes and food and an allowance?
Mother.
Mother? Where would she get the money?
From the alimony you'd be paying her.
Young man!
Melvin, dear, aren't you making this more important than it really is?
No, this is very important. A person has responsibilities in life. Mine is to earn a living. Judy's is to go to school. If everybody went around neglecting his responsibilities, what do you think would happen to civilization?
Yes, sir. Judy plays hooky and civilization goes to pot.
I'm sorry, Father. I won't do it again. I promise.
I should think.
But won't you sign this note, please?
No, I will not sign that note, Judy.
What? But I can't go to school tomorrow without a note. I can't possibly. What'll I tell the teacher?
Tell her the truth.
But, Father...
Melvin...
No, let her take what's coming to her. And don't you sign the note either, Dora. Judy has got to learn about responsibility.
Oh!
Here it is.
Good morning, dear.
Good morning to you, love of my life.
What happened to you since last night?
Oh, I had a fine night's sleep. Feel like a million. Dora, isn't this the loveliest morning?
It was a lovely morning yesterday, too.
I know. I was pretty rough on Judy last night.
You certainly were.
Well, actually, I was right. But maybe I was a little too... Well, I'll be especially nice to her this morning.
Oh, she and Randolph have already left for school.
Oh. Well, I'll be especially nice to her this evening. How's about a little breakfast? Dreamboat?
Well.
Ah, fine breakfast, Dora. Fine.
You say that every morning.
I know, but it was especially good this morning. Oh, I've had breakfast before, but never a breakfast like this. No, never a breakfast like this. All the eggs were yellower, the ham was mellower, and I am a lucky follower.
Oh, no.
Oh, what a day. I feel like a million, and I'm only 39. Hey, that's quite a joke, huh, Dory? You get it? I feel like a million, and I'm only 39.
Yes, Melvin, I get it. You ought to be on the stage.
Maybe you're right. I can see the marquee now. Love in the Morning, starring Lynn Fontan and Melvin Foster. You know, it almost sounds like it belongs.
Almost. But do you know where Melvin Foster really belongs?
Huh?
In his office in 10 minutes.
Oh. Yeah. Well, off to work I go. Bye.
Bye, dear. Well, go on, Dora. Just don't stand there. Do the dishes. Who in the world? In a minute. Yes? Oh!
Dora.
Yes, dear?
It's a... beautiful morning, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And it'll probably be a beautiful day, don't you think?
Oh, yes, it will.
Well, as long as we're in complete agreement.
Yes?
Let's both take the day off.
Take the day? Oh, why, Melvin.
Sure, come on, hurry up. Put your hat on and let's go.
Oh, but, Melvin, I couldn't. Why, the beds aren't made and the dishes aren't done. Why, I couldn't dream of it. It's the most ridiculous thing. Melvin, I don't need a hat. Let's go.
That's my girl.
Have you got what you'd call a sensitive stomach? Does careless eating, over-smoking, or nervous strain sometimes bring on acid indigestion with its heartburn and heaviness? Then you ought to try Tums. At the first hint of acid distress, slip one or two Tums in your mouth, the same as you would candy mint. Almost instantly, Tums neutralize the excess acid, bring you sweet, grateful relief. You see, you don't over-alkalize when you take Tums. You don't risk acid rebound. Tums contain no bicarbonate of soda, no water-soluble alkalis, absolutely none. So never over-alkalize, always neutralize excess acidity with Tums. Handy to take? Oh, you bet. No mixing or stirring, no water needed. Get yourself some Tums this very night. Then do as millions do. Night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. Still only 10 cents a roll, free roll package a quarter, all drugstores. Ask for Tums. T-U-M-S. Tums for the tummy. And now, back to A Date with Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Oh, Randolph, I thought you'd never get here. Where have you been?
At Curly's. What's the matter?
I'm absolutely beside myself. Something terrible has happened. Mother has disappeared.
What?
I got home from school at 3:30. It's 5:30 now, and no sign of her.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Oh, no? Well, look at the house. Breakfast dishes unwashed. Bed's not made. Mother wouldn't go out without doing those things first.
Well.
And another thing, there's nothing being prepared for dinner.
Now I am worried.
What are we going to do?
Have you called Father at the office?
No, I didn't want to worry him. I was hoping Mother would get back.
Well, I think we ought to call him.
Yes, I guess so. What do you think happened?
I don't know. Maybe she eloped with Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, Randolph, how can... Hello? Miss Watson? Well, this is Judy. May I speak to my father, please? What? Oh, really? Oh. Yeah, well, I see. Yes. Yes, all right, goodbye. Oh, Randolph.
What? What? Speak to me.
Father hasn't been in his office all day.
He hasn't?
No. Miss Watson is hysterical. She says the place is a madhouse. No one knows what to do. People have been calling all day to speak to Father, and she doesn't know what to tell them. Randolph, I just know something terrible has happened.
Well, maybe they just sort of... maybe they both went somewhere.
Father take the day off from work? Impossible. You heard what he said last night when he found out I neglected to go to school. About responsibility and all that.
Yeah.
Randolph, what... I'm going to call the police.
Oh, wait. Let's not do anything hasty. Let's leave the police out of this.
Why?
Well, what if Father absconded with the firm's money?
Randolph, how can you say that about Father?
No, I guess he wouldn't do a thing like that. Besides, it's his firm, so he'd be taking his own money. Go on, Judy, call the police.
All right. It's the only thing to do.
What's the matter? Why'd you hang up?
Randolph, listen.
Huh? Well, at least we know Mother didn't elope.
Well, they
Mother,
do look...
Father!
Yes, they look familiar. Let's see. Oh, yes, I think this pretty girl is a daughter of ours.
Oh, really? How nice. Pleased to meet you, daughter of ours.
Well,
Judy, do you think yon parents are cracking up?
Your son, madame?
No, your son, sir.
Oh, pleased to meet you, my son, sir.
Where were you?
Why, we were... Judy, what's the matter?
So what is it?
We thought something had happened to you. The beds weren't made and your secretary said you hadn't been in all day. And
there's nothing for dinner.
Oh, is that all?
Oh, we almost called the police.
Oh, really? Well, all I did was take the day off. We drove out into the country and...
What?
Well, it was such a nice day. Well, I just didn't feel like spending the day in a stuffy office.
No.
So yes, we had a wonderful time, didn't we, dear?
Wonderful. Well, I like that.
What are you so upset about?
What am I so upset about? Who has a better right? After what you said to me last night, for doing the exact same thing.
Oh.
Oh, it's right.
Well, it wasn't exactly the same thing. You see, it's different.
How?
Well,
what about civilization, Father?
Judy.
Yes, Father?
If you'll give me the note, I'll be glad to sign it.
You can't.
Why not?
Because it's too late.
I don't understand.
I told them the truth about my being absent. And tomorrow morning, you have to go to see the principal about me. Do you realize what that means?
What does it mean?
It means a fate worse than death. That's what it means. I could get expelled. I'd never be able to hold my head up. And all because my own father, my own flesh and blood father, refused to show the slightest mercy to his own flesh and blood daughter.
What, honey?
You didn't, Father. You turned the other cheek. And then you went right out and did what you maligned me for.
But, Judy,
I'll die. That's what I'll do. Die dead. And it'll be all your fault.
Oh. Oogie, will you please tell my daughter, Judy, that this might not be as bad as she thinks?
Judy, your father says that this might not be as bad as you think.
You may tell Father, but in spite of what he says, I know that I am marching to my doom.
Mr. Foster, Judy said...
I heard, Oogie.
Judy, nothing will happen. And, well, if you do get expelled, I'll leave school, too.
Oh, Oogie.
Oogie, do you really think...
No, they won't do that to Judy. Only...
Only what?
Well, I was just thinking. Stinky Edwards cut school last week.
Yes, yes.
And they practically strung him up by his thumbs.
Oh.
But don't worry. Everything will be all right. Well, here's his office.
No, wait a minute.
Gee, Mr. Foster, you're pale.
It's pretty warm. Judy.
Yes, Father?
Couldn't you tell the principal? I mean, maybe it'd be better if I didn't... I mean, I have some pretty important business at the office, and I...
No, Father. Remember, if you'd have signed the note, this wouldn't have happened.
Well, yes, but...
And another thing. Don't forget that you played hooky, too. So whatever he says about me is true of you.
Yes. What kind of man is this, Mr. Branston? Really?
Yeah, we call him Captain Bligh. Behind his back, of course.
I see.
Well, we might as well go in.
Well, I'd better get to my class. Good luck, Judy.
Thank you, Oogie. After you, Father.
Oh.
Oh, good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Miss Berry. This is my father.
Good morning, Mr. Foster.
Yes, yes.
Come, Mr. Branson, you're here.
No rush at all. If he's busy, we'll be glad to wait or come back
time. No, he's expecting you.
Oh. I don't feel so good.
Well, what are you so nervous about?
Well, it just sort of reminds me of my own school days. I spent lots of time waiting in the principal's office. You don't get over something like that so quickly. Maybe ever.
Come in, Mr. Foster. Judy.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Branson, this is Mr. Foster. Judy's father, Mr. Foster, Mr. Branson.
Good day, Mr. Foster.
Good day, Mr. Branson.
Good morning, Miss Foster.
Good morning, Mr. Branson.
I presume, Mr. Foster, that you know why I ask your daughter to bring you to see me.
Oh, yes, yes, sir. Yes, yes, indeed, sir.
Good. Have a seat, please.
Thank you, sir.
You may go back to your class now, Miss Foster. I want to speak to your father. And please remain there until I send for you.
Yes, Mr. Branson. Farewell, Father.
Goodbye, dear.
Mr. Foster, you realize, of course, the seriousness of your daughter's behavior.
Oh, yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Foster, the principal of a high school is not addressed as Your Honor.
Oh, pardon me, Your Excellency.
Nor Your Excellency. My name is Branston, Franklin Branston. Mr. Branston will do nicely.
Yes, yes, of course, Mr. Branston.
Thank you. Tell me, Mr. Foster, what would you do if you were in my position?
Well, Mr. Branston, do you know why Judy did what she did?
No.
Oh. Well, it was a fine spring day, a day very much like today. She came down to breakfast feeling like the world had just begun.
Judy, what happened? I couldn't do my geometry. I was so worried. What happened?
I don't know, Oogie.
What? What do you mean?
Well, we went into Mr. Branston's office, and he told me he wanted to speak to Father, and for me to go back to class, and he'd call me when he wanted me.
Well?
Well, school's over for the day, and he hasn't called me yet.
He hasn't?
No.
But what about your father?
I don't know.
Judy.
What?
Well, you know how your father is, hot-tempered and all that.
Yes.
You think they had a fight?
Oh, Oogie.
Oh, maybe they didn't. Maybe they just pushed each other around a little.
Oh, Oogie. Come on, let's go to Mr. Branston's office and find out the worst. Excuse me, Miss Berry.
Yes, Judy.
I'd like to see Mr. Branston, please.
So would I.
What?
He left. In the middle of a very busy morning, he ups and leaves. I'm going crazy here.
What about my father?
He was with him.
He was?
I can't understand it. In the 12 years I've been Mr. Branston's secretary, he's left the office in the morning only once before. And that was when the building burned down. Something very serious must have happened.
Oh, Oogie.
Well, what did your father's secretary say?
She said Father hadn't been in his office all day. Oogie, what do you think could have happened?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Mr. Branston decided to take it up with the Board of Education.
Oh, no. This is the end, the final end.
Judy, Judy, please don't cry. Please don't.
I can't help.
And you still got me.
But I won't have a diploma. And what good is a woman without a diploma?
Well, almost as good as a woman with a diploma. Listen to me, Judy Foster. I'm taking matters in my own hands. I demand that you stop crying. You'll make yourself sick or something.
I'll try it. I don't want to be a crybaby.
Well, that's better. You women sure need a man around to tell you what to do.
You're right, Oogie. And I've always known that you were a man.
Yeah. And I'm giving the orders. Now, we're going out to the lake and we're going to try and forget this crisis.
Oh, no, Oogie, I couldn't.
As I said before, I'm giving the orders around here. I'm going to rent a boat from Anderson's and you're going to relax.
Oh, Oogie, you're so, so strong. I've never appreciated you so much before.
Well, I'm a man, and that's what men are for. To shoulder responsibility. Judy, if we're going to rent a boat from Mr. Anderson...
Yes, Suki?
You got any money? Do you feel better now, Judy?
Oh, yes, Suki. I've renewed my courage. I've made up my mind to face anything that's at all faceable.
Oh, that's swell.
But I wish I knew what happened in Mr. Branson's office. I wish I knew the verdict.
Oh, now, don't cry again. Look, Judy, look at the fish.
I bet it's a happy fish. It doesn't have to face what I do.
Well, it'd have to face a lot more if I'd have brought my fishing tackle. I wish I'd have thought of it. See, there's some guys fishing over there. If I had... Judy.
What is it, Oogie?
Look. Look in that boat. Isn't that...
Yes, that's Father.
I'll be swizzled.
Hurry, Oogie.
Okay.
Father! Father! Father, what happened?
What did Captain Bly do? I said, what did Captain Bly do?
Why don't you ask him?
Huh? Oh, hello, Captain. And Mr. Branston.
Mr. Branston.
Hello, children.
Mr. Branston, you're playing hooky.
Well, it was such a lovely day, and... Yes, I guess I am.
Yes, he is.
Yes, we are. Of course, we're all doing a wrong thing, and we all deserve to be punished. Am I right, Mel?
Right as rain, Frankie.
What kind of punishment, Mr. Branston?
Well, I think your father and I will get our punishment when we see our secretaries.
Yes, sir.
But as for Oogie and yourself... What do you think, Mel?
Well, I think you ought to give him a choice, Frank.
What kind of a choice, Father?
Fish or cut bait.
Oh, John!
We'll hear more from the Fosters in a moment. Are you slipping up on sleep? Is lack of a good night's rest making you nervous and irritable? Well, one of the most common causes of sleepless nights is acid indigestion. But you know what to do for that. Take Tums. Tonight, before you slip into bed, just slip one or two pleasant-tasting Tums in your mouth. Almost instantly, Tums neutralize the excess acid, relieve annoying heartburn, soothe and settle your upset acid stomach, so you settle down for a good night's sleep. And Tums are as easy to take as candy mint. Tums require no mixing or stirring. You don't even need water. So do as millions of sleep-loving folks do. Night and day, at home or away, always keep Tums handy. Still only 10 cents a roll, three-roll package a quarter, any drugstore. There are many imitations, but no substitute for Tums. T-U-M-S. Genuine Tums for the tummy. And now here are the Fosters again.
Oh, good morning, dear.
Why, Melvin, what are you doing up so early?
Dora, after what happened yesterday, I want to be at the office before anybody else.
Oh, I see.
Could I have my breakfast right away,
please? Why, of course, dear.
I beg of you. Has anybody seen my history book? I beg of you.
Oh, here it is, dear. You left it on the table.
Oh, thank goodness. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, dear. Aren't you up a little earlier than usual?
Well, after what happened yesterday, I want to be at school before anyone else.
Good idea, Judy.
Yes, very.
Could I have my breakfast right away, Mother?
Oh, of course, dear.
Good morning, everybody. Good
morning, Randolph.
Good morning, dear.
Well, Randolph, you're up with the birds, too.
Yeah. Say, what are you all doing up so early?
Oh, I just thought I'd get a little work done at the office before anybody else gets there.
And I want to do my history over again. At this point in my life, it is very important to impress my teacher.
Well, now, that's very interesting.
Why?
Because today's Saturday.
Judy is written by Lean Leslie and stars Louise Erickson as Judy and John Brown as Father, Dick Davis as Randolph, and Myra Marsh as Mother. Dick Trenner played Oogie. Music was composed and conducted by Hal Bourne. The program was produced and directed by Helen Mack. This is Ken Niles inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday at this time to keep your date with Judy. And remember, night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. T-U-M-S.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.